The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you an In Perspective link with a conversation with Dana Yarbrough, the self-defense instructor who's blind. The KCB announces sound prints for September 2nd is now online. Freedom Scientific hosted an open line on their new rollouts of JAWS, ZoomText, and Fusion. ACB Mini Mall is having a sale. The Mystery Book Group will be meeting September 23rd at 5 p.m. Amy Kavanaugh, Ph.D., discusses Ask, Don't Grab. Boston Wegmans uses Era to help blind shoppers. And Zoom two-hour training podcast is now available. All of the book clubs and online meetings in ACB will be held on the Zoom platform and have moved away from the platform they were using before the 10th. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. First up, Bob Branco discusses the latest episode of In Perspective. Please offer your feedback. Below is the link to our latest edition of In Perspective. In this episode, Al and I talk with Dana Yarbrough, a blind self-defense instructor and former head chef at a university. If you have trouble clicking on the link or would rather receive the MP3 files of our shows, please send me a private email. Otherwise, please listen and offer your feedback. Here is the link. https://www.branco-events.com/in-perspective-68-8-31-2018-with-dana-yarbrough-blind-self-defense-instructor/. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for September 2nd is now online. Meet Jim Kracht, K-R-A-C-H-T, retired attorney, music box collector, and new member of the ACB board. Two Alexa tricks and the Trivia Treat game for Echo devices. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Freedom Scientific announces, hello everyone, we are getting close to the public beta 1 of JAWS 2019, first half of September. On Thursday night last week, Jonathan Mosen hosted the first monthly Freedom Scientific open line. The main topic for discussion was the 2019 release details of JAWS, ZoomText, and Fusion, all scheduled to release in October-November 2018. There was a limit of 100 maximum participants in this one, but for those who do not get into the live broadcast, or if your schedule does not allow for that, we intend to get it recorded and posted within a couple of days for everyone to get access to listen whenever you have the time. Please review the details and instructions found on the most recent blog post using the URL http://blog.freedomscientific.com/. Looking forward to hearing your questions. Regards, Eric Damery, Vice President, Software Product Management, Freedom Scientific. ACB announces the online mini mall is open again, and we are celebrating with specials on some of our more popular items. The ACB Silk Touch polo shirts are now on sale, $25 each for sizes medium, large, and extra large, $28 for double X, 3X, and 4 extra large. Shirts with the ACB Circle logo are online. Shirts with the new logo are also available by phone. Some colors and sizes are limited, Sale is only good on in-stock items. ACB logo steel travel mugs are also on special. Available in black, green, or orange trim. $14 each. Order by phone or online. Call 877-630-7190 or visit the ACB website at www.acb.org and follow the Mini Mall link. Signed, Carla Rucheval, ACB Mini Mall. Justin Hagela writes, Dear ACB members, we are conducting a study examining the relationship between exercise and quality of life among individuals with visual impairments. To conduct this study, we need the participation of adult-aged individuals aged 18 years and older with visual impairments. This study will ask participants to complete an online survey consisting of 51 questions, which should take approximately 20 minutes. All responses will be anonymous and confidential. All participants who complete the online survey will have the option to enter a drawing to win two $50 gift cards or two $25 gift cards. If you or someone you know is interested in participating in this study, please follow the link below. https://goo.gl/forms/7q2Z2. Exercise and quality of life of adults with visual impairments at the https://goo.gl/7q2ONDK1ZZ2. Note, because this survey is presented on the Google Forms platform, the recommended browser is Google Chrome, and recommended screen reader is JAWS 2018. If you have any questions regarding this study, please contact me. My information is below. Thank you. Justin Hagela, Ph.D., Old Dominion University, jhaegele@odu.edu. Phone number 757-683-5338. Justin Hagela, Ph.D., CAPE, Assistant Professor, Health and Physical Education, Department of Human Movement Sciences, Old Dominion University, 757-683-5338, 2009 Student Recreation Center, Norfolk, Virginia, 23529. And Parsons Facilitator is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, the Mystery Book Discussion Group. Time, meets Sunday, September 23rd, 2018, from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android. https://zoom.us/s/71043462 or iPhone one tap 1408638089 #, or +1646876993, #, or telephone, dial. For higher quality, dial a number based on your current location. US 1-408-638-0986, or 1-646-876-9923. Meeting ID number 71043462. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/CIDZ(X)OD7. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meeting app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two phone numbers to initiate the call. If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the above numbers. Newswire, Sunday, September 23rd, 2018, 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On Sunday, September 23rd, 2018, at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the Mysteries Discussion Group will be discussing Breakup by Dana Stabenow. You can find it on BARD by looking for DB68806. You can find it on Bookshare by following the link below. https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/21672. All are welcome. Please use the above information to log into the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. Tech Talk discussion groups recently held a Zoom cloud training session that lasted 2 hours. A few tips. When I first had to start using Zoom in my job, I was intimidated, but it's really easy. Unlike TC Conference, it's a full duplex, like a telephone conversation. So any noise you are making can be heard by others. And even if you are silent, a fan blowing in the background will create irritating white noise for others in the meeting. So memorize that all A is for audio mute, and hit that Alt A to mute yourself. When you look at or change settings, be aware that there's no OK button. If you Alt Tab away from settings, it just saves what you've set. There is a button Join with Audio, and this one is good to use if you don't want to use a camera, which you won't be doing in Accessible World. If you don't have a camera, it will still try to show video, but it will be blank. Video takes a lot of bandwidth, so it's best to join with audio. There's also a setting to mute audio automatically when you join a meeting. In settings, under Accessibility, there's a full list of keystrokes you can navigate and read. You cannot change them, but you can arrow through them without leaving the Zoom app on Windows. If you don't have Zoom running on your computer and you click on a meeting invitation, you might be taken it directly into a meeting, or you might be asked whether you want to open or save a program. This depends on your browser. If you save the program, then run it. You are just running a little program that will drop you into the meeting. Zoom can automatically adjust your mic for you. On some of my computers, this works great, and on others, it doesn't. If you have good audio already on Accessible World, just turn that setting off. But if you think your mic is too loud or too soft, you can try leaving it on. Meetings have a meeting ID. This is part of what will appear in the newswire, and so you don't need to know it. Just press enter on the link for joining the meeting with your computer or iPhone, and it will just work. Some of the Zoom help implies you need to know the meeting ID, but that's not important unless you are running meetings. You can always just join by phone, but like Alan Lemley said, the people in the meeting will not see your name, but your number will show. You might want that kept private, which is a reason not to join by phone. I'm happy to make myself available for short Zoom practice if anyone needs it, and I get a 24-hour advance notice. I run Zoom both at work and at home, but I'm often busy at home, doing housework, for example, and not sitting at my desk. I'm busy at work, too, of course, which is why I need to know in advance that you would appreciate a chance to practice. I would send you an invite with my personal meeting ID, which is not the same one used by Accessible World, but it works the same. So I'm glad the switch to Zoom is being made because it has fantastic audio. Signed, D-E-B-E-E, Debbie. You can download the Zoom client software at https://zoom.us/client/latest/zoominstaller.exe. Boston Channel 25 News has a nice little item. Grocery shopping can be very stressful. Navigating crowded aisles in a store full of people is frustrating. But if you're blind like Kim Charlson, then grocery shopping can be almost impossible. A new tool, however, could revolutionize shopping for people who can't see. It's an app that helps the visually impaired navigate the world and does it using the eyes in your smartphone. You come into a grocery store and you're just bombarded with everything all around you, Charlson explained. It's just not the place a blind person can get around independently without some kind of support. She says, though, she now has the support she needs. Hanging around her neck using the camera on her iPhone is an operator walking her through the aisles and pointing her to where she needs to go. That operator works for the company AIRA, A-I-R-A, a San Diego-based tech company that helps blind people navigate the world. This week, AIRA launched its free program for Wegmans shoppers. Hi, Emily. This is Kim. I'm in Wegmans in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, Charleston said into her phone as she demonstrated the app's functionality for Boston 25 News. On Wednesday, we followed her as she used AIRA to shop for her groceries. Does this look like a good batch of tomatoes? She asked her assistant, Emily. We watched her communicate with the agent to find her everything she needed, including treats for her seeing eye dog, Dolly. The system is not flawless. At times, Dolly got confused where they were going. At one point, the AIRA agent told Charleston to go to an aisle that didn't exist, but eventually they found their way together. Charleston, who's been blind since she was 12 years old, is excited about the possibilities. It's really been an amazing service and something I call a real game changer, she said. Boston 25 News spoke with Amy Bernal, AIRA's Vice President of Customer Experience, about whether there were challenges guiding somebody around using a smartphone camera. I would say AIRA agents work together with the Explorer to move the camera where they need to get the information, Bernal said. So think of it as a partnership. It really is an agent and an Explorer working together to get the point of view and the information they need to be efficient. AIRA is a free service that all the Wegmans stores in New England. The company would like to expand the program into more grocery chains and retailers. From news.sky.com, Blind Activist wants to change how people interact with those with disabilities. A visually impaired campaigner is urging people who want to help blind people not to grab or push them when trying to assist them. Sunday, 26th of August, 2018. Dr. Amy Kavanaugh has launched the hashtag Just Ask, Don't Grab campaign to help change the way people interact with those with disabilities. She says that while people with disabilities often receive well-meaning offers of assistance, they're not always in the most helpful way. Navigating the world with a visual impairment presents a unique set of challenges. Sometimes I need a bit of help with everyday tasks like crossing a road, going down the stairs, or getting on the right bus. I rely on the kindness of strangers to help me live an independent life. However, sometimes the good intentions of the general public have unintended consequences. Almost daily, I am pushed, pulled, or grabbed without warning by strangers who are trying to help me. This sudden, unexpected, and unwanted touching is often frightening, disorienting, and sometimes even dangerous. Imagine what it's like to be pulled into a road when you can't see the other side of the street, or if the cars are stopped, or pushed into a train when you can't tell where the platform ends or the carriage begins. Yet whenever I explain that being pushed or grabbed has scared me or disoriented me, people reply, "I was just trying to help." The more I talk about these experiences on social media, the more replies I got from other disabled people sharing their stories. Wheelchair users being pushed around like pieces of furniture. People who use crutches or canes are being unbalanced by enthusiastic strangers. I even heard from a guide dog owner who had his dog's lead pulled out of his hand. Each time they were told that the person was just being kind, just trying to help. Yet frequently these incidents have resulted in damaged wheelchairs, caused pain or injuries, or sadly made someone too anxious to leave the house. I started the Just Ask, Don't Grab campaign to explain how best to assist disabled people. It's very simple. There's one golden rule. Just ask. If you see somebody and you think they might need help, don't jump in and grab them. Don't push them towards the train door or pull them across the road. Just ask if they need a hand, and that way you'll find out how you can best help them. By asking what assistance is required and listening to the response, you will be able to best help that person. They can tell you what they need, how to make sure they are safe, and then you will have a positive experience helping them. People often say they are worried about offending someone if they offer help. I'm never offended by polite offers of help. Sometimes I decline offers of help, but it's not because I'm offended. Maintaining my independence is really important to me. I've been trained how to use my white cane so that I can navigate safely by myself. I might do something slower or differently to you, but I want to do it myself. When I'm grabbed, the person takes away my independence. They've presumed I'm incapable, and they've not given me a choice. It's frustrating as well as frightening. However, there are times when I am struggling. Like many disabled people, I don't always feel confident enough to ask for help. And if someone offers a hand, it's fantastic. I know it takes a lot of bravery to go up to a total stranger and talk to them, but I've had some amazing conversations. The people that help me have often brightened my day and made a difficult situation so much better. Recent research from disability charity Sense found 1 in 4 disabled people feel lonely every day. Offering help not only means that you will make a task easier, but you may help a disabled person better connect to their community and feel more able to go about independently. So if you see somebody with a disability and you think they might need some assistance, remember, just ask and don't grab. I have enough time left to do the article on the legally blind Latin dance teacher that I missed last week when I ran short. To be deaf, legally blind, and a dancer means that Carrie Thompson doesn't need to hear the music to know how it moves her. She feels the rhythm as it vibrates through the speakers and the floor. The disability advocate and dance instructor discovered salsa 13 years ago. It was a tactile language that spoke to her. It was also one of the first times a friend invited her to dance. That doesn't sound like a big deal, but it is a big deal. She wasn't thinking, how would Carrie hear the music? Would Carrie even be interested? Thompson said. People make assumptions about what you can do, can't do, what you will like, and what you won't like. Thompson began taking lessons with Meta Movement's Latin Dance Company, internalizing the rhythms and learning to perform Rueda with a team of several couples. They danced in sync in a circle, with one dancer using calls and hand signals in a loud room to communicate their next move. Once she had the steps, she wanted to teach Latin dance. She trained in bachata, cha-cha-cha, and salsa, with the goal of creating adaptable dance lessons that were more accessible to people with disabilities. She also founded and serves as executive director for Silent Rhythms, a nonprofit that has paid for sign language interpreters to accompany students to classes that lacked accommodations, covered the costs of their transportation, and has created opportunities for people with disabilities and taught thousands to dance. Silent Rhythms isn't about teaching dance only, Thompson said. It's about trying to support inclusion in the arts. That could be theater, that could be dance, that could be going to museums, that could be going to a Broadway show. I want to raise awareness. Born in a bayou community outside of New Orleans, Thompson learned about exclusion and discrimination early in life. She grew accustomed to being underestimated. I was always the only deaf person in all of my classes from kindergarten through 12th grade, Thompson said. It can be lonely. It can be isolating. I didn't use sign language in school because they wouldn't provide an interpreter for me. Doctors told her family not to teach her to sign and recommended a school 100 miles away. Carrie Thompson instructed Elena Tapo and salsa moves during a class at the Blackstone Community Center, a photograph taken by Matthew J. Lee and the Globe staff. You don't tell a Southern mom you want to send her babies away, Thompson said. My mom said no, and that she would do whatever she could to make sure we got a good education. Both Thompson and her kid brother were born with Usher syndrome, a condition that causes deafness and the slow deterioration of their eyesight. Her mother still required everyone to learn sign language. Thompson attended a class for deaf children before going to a regular school. We were separated from the rest of the school. We were not allowed to have recess together. We were not allowed to have lunchtime together, Thompson said. We had to go through a special entrance to the school away from the other kids. She never saw herself as very different. She simply perceived the world in a different way. Even then, she danced. She took ballet, imitated moves she saw in music videos, and invented routines inside her parents' garage. She learned to read lips and speak verbally through a speech pathologist. This is one reason that Thompson doesn't curse. Speaking was a hard skill to master, she said. Why would she waste her words? Her parents convinced her she lacked nothing she needed to succeed, but even they marveled at how far their daughter could go. Thompson studied abroad in London, graduated from Louisiana State University with degrees in psychology and English, and later from Harvard University with a master's degree in human development and psychology. Today, she works as the information and program coordinator for the Disability Rights Fund. Among the organization's responsibilities is to provide grants to disabled persons organizations around the world. Every Monday between June and the end of August, Thompson teaches salsa. In the fall, she offers classes that combine salsa with sign language. People with disabilities learn to dance, and people without disabilities can learn a new way to communicate. I hope my story can inspire people to take on challenges, step outside the box, try things they thought they never would be able to do. Thompson said, there are many people that are afraid to go dancing, but if I can do it, nobody else can use excuses. All her life, Thompson defined herself as a deaf person. Now she's adjusting to the title deafblind person. She's devoted herself to learning to read in Braille, using a white cane and tactile sand language, which is when someone signs into her hand. What she can see during the day is about the size of a quarter. Her peripheral vision is gone, but her fear of losing her sight has lessened as she finds new ways to connect without her hearing or seeing. On summer nights, when the heat seems to rise from the cobblestones, the music draws people into a courtyard outside the South End's Blackstone Community Center for Salsa in the Park. Two dance lessons occur at once. Beginners listen and watch their instructors' feet before practicing their steps. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. Thompson's students watch her hands and read her lips. Before I teach more things, I want to see what you remember, Thompson signs to 35-year-old Paul Njemi of Norwood, a deaf electrical engineer who comes every summer. They practice turns. Would you like to dance? He later asks a woman in sign language. She nods, and they join other couples in the courtyard. This is the real America, said Randy DeWitt, 36, one of Thompson's longtime students who also has Usher syndrome. Dancing helped improve his balance and make friends. One of my goals is to dance as well as the people you see here, said DeWitt. It doesn't matter that I'm deaf or deafblind. Everyone accepts you for who you are. Everyone just wants to dance. A day without a friend is like a pot without a drop of honey. Quote from Winnie the Pooh. The North Carolina Symphony presents Star Wars: A New Hope live in concert with music by John Williams. An unforgettable cinematic concert experience 40 years in the making. Buy your tickets now. Seats are selling fast. Best availability Friday. Star Wars: A New Hope, Friday, October 5th at 8 p.m., Saturday, October 6th at 8 p.m., Sunday, October 7th at 7 p.m., May Mandy Concert Hall, Raleigh, North Carolina Symphony. Experience Star Wars like never before. Sit back and cheer on Luke and Leia in their first epic battle with the Galactic Empire. The iconic 1977 film Star Wars: A New Hope plays on the big screen as the symphony performs the heart-thumping John Williams score live. Seats are selling fast. Purchase tickets on their website. Pick Your Pops New Season. In addition to full six concert series and the Pops Matinee series, we offer a Pick Your Pops plan you can personalize to hear the music you love the most. Save money and get all the benefits of subscribing, including preferred seating, with your custom package of 3, 4, or 5 Pops concerts. Learn more and purchase on their website. Holidays with the Symphony. Get your tickets early for holiday concerts around the state, including Holiday Pops, Holiday Cirque Spectacular, The Merry Elf, and more. Browse concerts and purchase tickets on their website. Call 919-733-2750 for the box office. The website is www.ncsymphony.org. We're running out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Please listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. I hope that this year's September 11th isn't as traumatic as the one in 2001. God bless your week.